talking to Coach Dustin Fox of the Oak Grove boys team. Coach, two wins this week. Big coming into the final stretch of the season. Excelsior Springs, a win on Tuesday, and then tonight, Pleasant Hill. So quickly summarize both of those games. They were two, quote-unquote, I guess, big leads and big wins. So talk about those for me.
Yeah, we've been struggling a little bit offensively the past couple weeks, and the competition's been pretty good. And for us to have two wins this week, both on the road and in no doubt fashion, and to be able to start knocking down some more shots, that's huge for our guys. And in both the Excelsior Springs game and the Pleasant Hill game tonight, we were able to do that. And I think the past few weeks we've been working to get good looks, and some of them haven't been falling. And basketball's a really simple and a really easy game when the ball goes in the hoop, and that's what's happened this week for us, which is great. I'm proud of my guy.
So, in baseball, when a guy goes 0 for 20, they say he's due for a home run or a hit or anything. So you said you were struggling offensively, and it seems like you guys were due. I'm looking at some of your scores with Eli, I think with 31, if I'm looking at that correctly.
Yes.
So talk about a little bit about Eli. I'm not sure which game that occurred in, but just explain more and elaborate more on how your offense exploded with Tully with 24, I think both games. So go ahead.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's, we have three really good guards that kind of lead the way for us offensively in every game this year. And it seems like sometimes we can only get one of the three flowing offensively or two of the three. And this week we've gotten all three. Brennan Marsh didn't score much on Tuesday, but he had 11 rebounds and 7 assists. So he's doing things the right way. And tonight was a game where all three of them were in double figures, and we absolutely shot the crap out of the ball tonight. We had 11 threes in the first half and 15 for the game, which is, I don't think, something I've ever been a part of. And it was just one of those things where we knocked down some good looks early, and confidence is a crazy thing. And, Eli is so relentless when he gets ahead of steam downhill, and he did a great job tonight of getting out in transition. And we like to play fast, but also knocking down some kick-out threes. And Tully's our leading scorer on the year, and the best thing that Tully brings to the table is consistency. And, he's averaging right what he hit today. He's averaging about 23.5 a game, and he hit 24 today. So when our three guards have it rolling, we're pretty tough to deal with, and it was awesome to see it on display tonight and in the Excelsior Springs game earlier this week too.
Seems like you guys are hitting your stride at the perfect time this season, because you got just a week left until really districts come on. If you guys can continue this stretch, you can probably go pretty far.
Yeah, that's what it is. I mean, basketball, we use the word grind in the coaching profession a lot. It's the longest high school sport. You have breaks over it, whether it's Thanksgiving or Christmas, and it's all about trying to find a way to play your best basketball in February and March. And tonight's a good step, both for, to have success, but also to continue to get buy-in from kids and their roles. And we had 11 players score tonight. Not all 11 had 31 or 24, but we had 11 guys that scored, which shows that we're sharing the basketball. And we should be playing better this time of year. We've had the reps, have the knowledge, we understand each other, and it's great to see that these kids are embracing it. And we still got a long way to go and a lot of season left, but it's definitely a good one to go into the weekend on.
Alrighty, Coach. Well, good luck with the final week or two with the season and districts coming up at the end of the month. And we'll talk to you each and every week until then.
I appreciate it. Thank you.